Hello, welcome to Shelf Respect, the book podcast focused on both the craft and chaos of fiction. I'm Knox McCoy, and joining me as always, here to explain if fairies are hot, is Jamie Golden and Aaron Moon.
I'm excited.
Spoiler. No, spoiler, yeah. They are.
See,
we're already in a fight. We're in a fight.
What a great tease. In this episode, we will be reading listener opinions and deciding to burn them or blurb them.
But before we do that, you guys, okay, Knox, Aaron, what are the best types of books?
Good ones.
Good books.
That I like.
Well, close. The answer is hardbacks because we have a whole community of hardbacks over on Patreon, and they get exclusive episodes like Shelf Reflection Series, where we talk about what we've been reading, building a literary villain, Odd Reader Out, where Aaron and I, in the last installment, we explained fan fiction, and he loved it. We also have our 2025 book superlatives, plus almost a dozen more episodes, and we're adding monthly. You can use code BATEDBREATH right now through March 6th to save 90% on your first month of hardbacks. It's only 70 cents at patreon.com/shelfrespect. The link is in the show notes.
Okay, this is, as I said, this is burn or blurb. You guys weren't completely 100% on what that meant, so it probably begs some kind of explanation.
No, I kind of think it was because we were dummies and we forgot what a blurb was.
Yeah, it makes total sense now. But maybe for the, you know, covert dummies among us, you might want to explain it.
So originally it was going to be, there have been six titles this episode just behind the scenes for people, but we won't go there. We'll get to that later. Originally it was going to be burn it, ban it, or blurb it, but that just felt like a lot of categories, so I tried to bring it down to two. So are we going to burn book opinion of this reader comment, or are we going to blurb it, meaning like support it like other authors who blurb a book that they haven't read, but they just like the person or want to make a political alliance and say, yeah, I definitely read this and this is great. So does that feel good? Does that make sense? That makes total sense.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to go through these. We're going to consider them. We're going to say burn or blurb at the end. And it's pass fail. All assessments are final until they're not. But for this episode, they are final. So I'm excited to get into it. For even more background, these are listener comments that we did on the podcast Instagram thread that we couldn't use for the Flavortown book edition episode that we did recently. But we thought these were so good, we did want to talk about them in some capacity. So that's what they are. So first up, Rally Cheesy says...
What?
Rally? Raleigh. Dang it. You're right.
You got it.
No, that's my fault. Keep it, Madison. Keep it. Accountability. Rally Cheesy. ACOTAR is simply not good. The FMC can't read. We're supposed to think fairies are hot. Stop. Fairy emoji.
Okay.
Stop.
So before we get into the fairy debate, which we will be in, Aaron and I, are these three separate sentences, or are the other two sentences supposed to imply ACOTAR is simply not good because someone can't read? Is that what Rally Cheesy is suggesting?
That's the Supreme Court argument, and then here's some circumstantial evidence to support my claim.
Well, let me write the dissent. Just because someone can't read doesn't mean the book is not good. ACOTAR is not good for a million reasons.
That's
least
true.
Of which is Farah's ability to read. Like, and plus it was because her family was poor and she didn't go to that school and her mom was bad. Like, it's complicated. Her mom was only into money, not into, like, edifying her children.
Look, when I originally read this, I was on the plane. I was coming back from, I was sitting next to Ashley. I read this, I busted out laughing, and I looked at her and I go, the main character can't read. What?
She can't read. What are we doing?
And she goes, no, no.
She learns to read.
I don't know what his name.
Beautiful.
Like, he teaches her, and she said, and it's sexy. And I was like, Ashley, what are you talking about? Sexy reading?
Sexy reading.
Listen, literacy is sexy.
It is. It
put
is.
Put that on a hat.
But let's talk about are fairies hot? I think it's ridiculous that we are, when I think of fairy, and I know it's like, these are fae.
That is different. That matters. Don't pretend it doesn't matter.
It's not different.
It is different.
Like, you have made up a fake category of fairies so that you can feel better about the fact that the wings are erogenous zones.
Listen to me.
Which is insane.
Listen, here's the thing. We just made it through the Winter Olympics. We've got 17 different sports where men lie down and go down a hill of ice.
Yeah.
We can make up things. Like, we don't have to. There's no purity to the canon of fairies with an I. Like F-A-I-R-I-E-S. Like, it doesn't matter. Fae and fairy, they're different.
I treat this like when people are like, you can't have black hobbits. I'm just like, it's a hobbit. They can be anything.
He called you racist.
No, so I'm not trying to back you in a racist corner.
You are. You are. And that's fine. I stand on this. This is not racism. It is silly. They could have been anything. They could have been giants, but fairies connote like a Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Like, okay. That's all I can see. And
because they
Tinkerbell
they
is connote, hot.
They connote hot. That because that's what they are. Fairies are little woodland creatures who are small and spry. Fae are ancient. They're wise.
God.
They're 6'4".
But okay, why?
To Aaron's
if they're
point,
wise,
you're threading the needle in a way. Like it's like Sonic the Hedge, squirrel versus Sonic. Like I'm thinking there's the same thing. You can't thread that needle
no,
and tell me they're
fairies
fairies.
Are French. Fairies, Tinkerbell is French. That's the French origin. The Celtics came up with the Fae.
Okay.
And so we're keeping them as separate things. And the Fae are hot. The
okay,
Fae are
the
hot.
Okay, the Fae are hot and wise. Why are they mating with 13-year-olds?
Ooh, great question, Aaron. Jamie, care to
receipts,
comment?
Receipts, please.
Well, how old is the the girl that the one? You know, the one.
The one who?
I don't know how to say her name.
I know Feyre, there's a Reese. Feyre. Is there Reese Ann?
Reese and Feyre.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm working. God, I wish you guys could see, like, do a x-ray into my skull because I'm trying to do a Jeff Feyre Epstein joke. And I don't have it, but I want to.
You haven't nailed it.
You know what I mean?
Feyre yeah. is not 13.
Well, okay,
13.
What, is she 17? Is she 17?
Let's ask.
Are those
wow, Jamie, Megyn Kelly. Wow,
Jamie,
Megyn Kelly.
Are you, yeah, like, do you feel like that's okay? Do you feel like the 250-year-olds should be
let's see.
Mating?
She's
okay,
19.
But to that point,
she's
Aaron.
She's 19.
Not I do
in
feel
the
like
first
if you're,
one?
At if the you're beginning of the Court of Thorn and Roses,
she
is
reads
19.
17. I'm sorry.
She does.
There's some stunted
listen,
development.
And I'm not
there.
Saying that when you're 500 years old, you should go Target. Take that up with Sarah J. Maas.
Yeah.
Maybe by the time this book is over, Feyre will be 62, like
sure.
before the series is done. Mm. But it's not, she's 19. And like, we all understand that, like, in book world, it's like they need to keep you young enough. It's funny to me. Authors are like, I've got to keep you young enough that I do apply human brain science to this, uh-huh. that like you have not a fully completed prefrontal cortex, but also this is a completely made up world. And so why can't you just be 25? Why are you applying traditional ideas of age and development when you have made up dragons?
Because it's the DiCaprio zone. I think you answered your own question. You have to apply like, oh, well, if they say she's 38, gross.
Disgusting.
No one's going to think that's cool.
Yeah. How dare you?
But if she's...
There's so
I'm not saying I...
Of course there are, but what? But the Fae, they've got to have a young person.
Not
why?
All Fae. Not all Fae.
Give me an example.
There are some good Fae.
Okay,
there are.
Tell me more.
One bad Fae apple, Aaron, doesn't spoil the bunch.
That are not in the files. That are not in the files.
They are all
okay.
in the files.
They're not.
Okay, but is Aquitar good?
No. No.
Is it trying to be good?
Yes. Yes.
Is it trying to be interesting and compelling?
Yes.
Compelling?
I think it's a, like... Okay, you can't argue with the success, right? But success on a broad scale doesn't always mean it's great art. It's resonant and interesting to people and a phenomenon, but I don't think anything on that big of a scale can be like good. It's not like book
right.
of the year, right?
Right. No. Yeah, it's like Fourth Wing. Fourth Wing, the first book was good. I thought it was good. And then she couldn't hold the serve.
Okay,
and so
I have a question about Fourth Wing. As I haven't
Violet,
read it.
Violet, a normal name, Violet.
Right. Are they having sex with the dragons?
No, but they have a mind melt with the dragons. So the dragons do know when they're having
is
sex.
Is that sexy, though?
And
is
I don't know if the dragons are into that, but they are. I actually do know. They are into that.
Okay.
The dragons are into that?
Does Violet know when the dragon is having sex? Or do the dragons have sex? Are they asexual creatures?
I'm suddenly blanking on, did the dragons have sex? Because I wasn't as into that. And
it does make you think, like, when Harry was making out with Cho Chang, like, was Voldemort also making out with Cho Chang?
Fourth Wing's not a series you read closely, and
that's
you don't
a skimmer.
You don't look
How
at the annotated
you?
Version.
Wow.
And I say that as someone who loved Fourth Wing, but it's just different. It's just different. And see, yeah. that's different. Those Fae are also hot, and they're different Fae.
Yeah.
I don't want to be mated with someone who can turn into a bat. I don't want that. Is that not
dragons
okay?
Dragons are
fair.
Not bats.
I'm back on Aquitar. They're bats, okay. Right? Aren't they bats? They call them bats.
Bats.
They're the fairies yes. turn to
yeah,
bats.
They
have wings
and they turn.
Yeah, but
into
just because something has wings doesn't automatically mean it's always a bat.
But
yeah,
there's other
Aaron,
things with wings. No, I understand, but it's like they look like the wings look like bat wings.
Well, they're black. That's all.
No, they are also could, like, shaped like
bell leaves. They do have a little bit of a kite vibe to them. Yeah. That's true.
Oh. Okay.
They've got a thin membrane.
Man, God, I didn't realize you would fill in that
That's
blank.
Very baddish. That is
I know,
very baddish.
But I didn't know you'd fill in that blank.
That's a
with
bat. That I don't know what to tell you. That's a bat.
It's fair. It is a bat. Does that mean it's sexier if they're a bat versus, you know, a bird? Like a bluebird?
Bats are sexier than bluebirds, but they're not sexier than like a bald eagle.
Oh, bald eagles aren't sexy. They're stoic and important.
Sometimes
and
people think that's sexy.
And
they're
political.
Regal. They're dependable. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so burn it or blurb it, Aaron.
Burn it.
Burn this opinion,
no,
Jamie?
No, blurb this. No, blurb this. Sorry. I know. Blurb I got this. A concept. I got it.
It's tough.
Okay, we're gonna blurb this. I agree with this take.
I'm going to blurb only the first line, which is Agatara is simply not good. Her Raleigh Cheesy's reasoning is not fair.
I agree with her fairies being hot reasoning. I don't agree with, I don't know why people, why are you being so mean to people who can't read?
I get it. It's because they're like, oh, I thought we could make fun of the illiterate. Oh, no, we can't. Okay.
Sorry, Raleigh.
Who's there to make fun of? We got to be able to make fun of somebody, you know?
No, I'm listen. Kidding. And it is weird that one of the character, because let me tell you, Feyre is hot and period. That's the end of list. And so I like that she was like, I'm going to give her nuance.
It's enough.
And make her dyslexic. Because Reddit, on the ACOTAR Reddit, they say she's dyslexic. And that's why it's hard for her to learn to read.
Okay. Well, and you know,
okay. I was like, I guess I can't make fun of dyslexia.
No. I don't want to make fun of either. I go back to, for most of history, no one could read. Pretty recent thing.
No one could read. Like, only important people could read.
And it's not a sign of your, it's not a sign of your wisdom or your kindness or your compassion if you can read or not. It's a sign of maybe a lacking educational system.
I want to be clear.
System at home.
The thing I want to blurb is that this is the issue for Raleigh Cheesy. That like
Raleigh Cheesy.
I even said in my head, hey, get it right, idiot. Think about it before you say it. Leave it, Madison. I like that I've never read it. I know it's a rich text with lots of stuff, but that's the issue for
it is. Listen, it Raleigh does cause cheesy. Her grief because during her trials, I think in the first book, right? In her trials, they present her with a riddle and she's like, uh-oh.
Was she like, why don't it's you written, speak it while I think about it?
Yeah, let me say it again. Draw me a picture. You can't.
I love it. I think that's great.
It's tough. Yeah.
Okay, next up, Courtkin's Gal. We are officially at capacity with celebrity book clubs. Thoughts?
Disagree wholeheartedly. But okay. I
agree with Aaron. I'm on Aaron's side with this.
I think we're at capacity for white lady celebrity book clubs. I want some unhinged ones. Like, where is Dylan Efron's book club? What is that guy reading?
That is so sweet that you think he can read.
Where is Cardi B's book club? Like, yeah. I want, like, let's get some interesting thoughts behind this. I don't
that's,
need
that's
Reese
my take
and
as
Jenna.
Well.
Like, okay, great, whatever. Great.
Yeah, it's like
you're
the commercially appealing celebs, we're good to go there.
Yeah.
The weirdo celebrity clubs, we're underserved there. That's a
Absolutely.
Market inefficiency.
Yeah.
I think, Aaron, along with your list, I had like Steve Buscemi. What's he up to?
What's he reading?
Gary from Teen Mom. the guy who played the Babadook. Sugar Ray, Swedish Nightingale. Like, what are these people reading? Swedish. That's what
Listen,
I
disagree
get.
With both of you. First of all, there's too many because we are at capacity. I do actually think we're at capacity. Like, because you're not going to be able to lose any of those. So that means we got to keep Reese, Jenna, Oprah, GMA, Dua Lipa, Mindy Kaling, Dakota Johnson, Natalie Portman, Emma Roberts, Emma Watson, Florence Welch, Kai Kerber, and Katie Couric. Plus, Reese just launched a new one called Sunny Reads, which is just for Gen Z. Hey guys, I'm Reese Witherspoon. I'm 50. You guys, do you want to hang out? And listen, the best part in the press release, let me read it to you. This book club, which is sponsored by luxury fashion brand Coach and run by and for Gen Z readers. We will use author spotlights, get ready with me's, mood boards, and playlist. And I'm like, this is humiliating.
This is a nightmare.
This is a nightmare.
But
so
it's
I don't
smart
mean
business.
That either. Their first
it's smart
book,
business.
It is smart business, but none of those people you listed, except maybe Gary from Teen Mom, would I even be interested in what they're reading.
You would be like, the guy from the Babadook, like Theo for Golden? No. I'm going to read that now.
Steve, Here's the problem. Steve Buscemi is going to start a book podcast, and we're going to slowly move further down the charts.
That's good. That's a net good. I think it should
for
be
society,
like
society. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what was it like in New York? Like the cab drivers, you had to get a token. Like you couldn't just be a cab driver. You had to get like a token. You'd be recognized formally. I think we only need to have a certain amount of spots, and you can be a celebrity a book club. And if you don't have a token, you don't get to be.
Who gives the token? Who gives it?
I think we should.
The government. It should be us. I think we can trust the government.
Respect. Yeah.
Yeah.
We do it.
Sponsored by glyphosate.
Sorry about it, Kate Blanchett. You did not get a token. Try again next year.
What would have made that Kid Rock RFK Jr. video better about them being healthy together? Them if, reading together
that
in a book
been
club.
Great. In the sauna.
If before he had jumped into this cold plunge in his blue jeans, if he had pulled out a Kindle and been like, you guys, I'm reading one day, everyone will be all against this.
Yeah.
And they make some really great points. Really interesting perspective.
They did that whole thing. And they were like, cool, it got published, it's getting roasted, and no one's been like, that's AI, that's not even us. They're like, no, that is us, that's real. That's
they've accepted it as true.
Good for them. Okay, so I'm a blurbit. Aaron, you're also a blurbit?
I'm a blurbit with a caveat, but yes.
Okay.
Burn yeah. it!
Overruled. Next one, sorry. Emily _M_Jorg, the Venn diagram of people who think audiobooks don't count as reading and people who can't pronounce the character names in a fantasy novel is a circle.
First of all, is Emily M. Jorg, were there other Emily M. Jorgs? And so she had to use them underscores.
There's an ampersand M ampersand, and she had to do that.
That's fair. Aaron, thoughts. We know you have a lot of thoughts about this.
Yes. Unfortunately, this is a patently untrue take because I can't pronounce fantasy. Mm. I can't pronounce fantasy character names. And I think that audiobooks do count as reading. So this is not a true take. I don't know. Like, Feyre. What's it? I called Sirius Black. I called him Cirrus Black for a very long time. Yeah.
That's
so
tough.
It's just, I can't
so
do it.
So you're not looking at pronunciation guides ever.
No, I just, it's vibes. It's, it's just like what
I'll find it.
Yeah. I'll find it. We'll find it. I'll hear it in the audiobook later. I didn't know it was Sirius Black until the movie came out.
Yeah. I think the people who go, I'm not trying to put you a spotlight on you, Jamie, but if you go like look up a pronunciation guide of how to get this one right, insane.
Oh, is it? Or am I just going to read 12 Left Behind books and call her Shlo the whole time? Am I going to do that?
Shots fired.
You're also a speed reader, though. That's the thing you want to get right.
And it's going to go a lot faster if I'm
But you don't even read their names. You don't read like, your dong is so massive, Shlo said. You don't even read that part.
I already know he's a hot bat. I know he's a hot bat. I don't need to know more about
him. So you agree they are bats. Great.
Listen. Okay, so this... I agree with Aaron. This is a burn because I do think a lot of people don't know how to pronounce. And to be fair, that is on a lot of fantasy and romantasy writers who name either everybody Vlad or they listen. Let me tell you my beef is with any name that has an apostrophe in it. Absolutely not. We don't
what
do
that. What am I supposed to do there? Do what? I hiccup?
I'm supposed to
do
pause
stop?
In the middle of the name? Like, I'm supposed to wonder what the letter is that's missing? Is the first part of their name possessive of the second part of their name? I don't like that.
Yeah, I like what y'all are doing of like turning this back around and being like, it's good that we can't pronounce these names. Because if we could, that's insane. You know?
I think that would be a weird thing for society to agree on what a name sounds like.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
One of my favorite books of 2025 that we talked about in our superlatives episode, if you're hardback, you get a little bit of that. But it's about the irresistible urge to fall for your enemy. Love the book, Orion. It was a struggle.
Yeah, and I called her R-E-N entire time.
Yeah, she called her R-E-N.
Like, and I still call her that.
Like the cover band for R.E.M.
Yeah.
That's when she did.
That's exactly right.
But Orient, like it was hard. So what did I do? I went and read a pronunciation guide and then I knew how to say it.
No
yeah,
thanks.
That's just not my
life.
But
it was a difficult name. I was like, that's a lot of vowels for one name.
Yeah.
I didn't know that we needed
lots of
all
vowels,
those.
Lots of N's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a burn it. What are y'all for this one?
Burn.
I'm a burn it.
A unanimous burn. That's great.
Wow. Unanimous burn, the first one.
Okay, Tiffany D. Olson, making your MMC a billionaire's lazy, shorthand way for an author to let the reader know he's rich and successful. Whatever happened to good old-fashioned millionaire? Forbes says there are more than 3,000 billionaires in the world, but that's approximately 34,000 according to Kindle Unlimited. And that's just the books that were published last year.
Tiffany is not wrong. There are a lot of and I don't mind a billionaire book on occasion.
I don't either. But it's not my favorite, but I don't mind it.
Here's the thing. This falls into the category of like, it's the heart of gold, wish upon a star. Like, we wish our billionaires had hearts of gold, just like we wish HOA presidents had hearts of gold. And and in books, we see a lot of killed your mom, but with a heart of gold. Mm. And so for me, because Elon Musk, Larry Page, Mark Zuckerberg, these are not hot people.
No.
But wouldn't it be great if they were hot and rich and generous? And kind.
Oh, okay. Those things, yeah. Yeah. But I think kind of what you're saying, Jamie, you don't get to that point by being cool.
A nice dude.
No. You're not running HOA and you're cool. You're not a billionaire and you're like cool and like sexy, but you make time for yourself and like the people you love.
I think HOA presidents and people who are take on a volunteer position within their community, I think they are cool. And I think that we should admire them more than we do.
This is like watching the gun lobby just like change someone's brain. What's do they have their thumb on you, Aaron? Are you okay?
No, I just...
Are you in a beef right now with HOA?
No, I'm not. I think there are a lot of good, like, that's someone who's trying to help the community. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're trying to make sure everybody is getting along.
The property values are high. And the minority children are out of sight, right?
No, tell me that's not it. Tell me you've never been in next door in them depths of trying to learn about them HOA presidents who are awful across America.
I have been in. I had to leave next door because there was a family in my neighborhood who wanted to find a ferret friend. Like, they were like, we have a ferret. We're looking for a friend for our ferret. Does anybody interested in that? And I was like, I think I'm good.
How many years have you lived in an HOA?
I don't live in an HOA.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for your thoughts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Look, here's the thing. I was looking at the wealthiest people in the world. Ah, they're men. Anyway, and I was like, oh, let me see. And I thought, some of these names, I've never seen their faces. So I was like, oh, no, Amancio Ortega sounds hot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Like, as old as sin and run Zara, which is a garbage company. And so, I think Tiffany's right that it's just a shorthand to be rich. And why do we have to be a billionaire? We could just be, and I like a billionaire novel, but I don't need them to be a billionaire. They could just be rich. They could just be rich. And I'll know they're rich when they enter the apartment and seven staff scurry away. Like, I'll know they're rich.
We'll get
I do
it.
Think sometimes our, descriptions get like the lowest common denominator of like, he's super big with a big thang, or she's 19 with a huge rack, or he's a billionaire, right? Like, we just can't trust the reader to be like, oh, he's a 100,000-aire and it's a landscaping business.
Yeah.
And he's got like
what tax bracket
10% of an HVAC company that's
on
the rise.
Does he live in an HOA?
How much is in a high yield savings account? What's he doing with that money?
I would like to see more of that, but I will, the only pushback I'll have is, if I want a series featuring MMCs as billionaires, but in the same way that the show My Lottery Dream Home does, where it's like, these are people with tons of money, but zero taste and no ability to pick out a good house for themselves. So I want billionaires who don't know how to spend their money or like didn't competently get this. They just have a lot of money and do stupid things.
No, I'm into that. Like, and they weren't raised by wealthy, tasteful people.
Yeah.
It's not just inheritance. Yeah.
The guy, she meets him because he's putting in a lazy river so he can do his jet ski like loops around it. You know,
that's the dream.
That is.
Yeah. He's taking the power of the HOA. I think that's good. So I'm going to consciously object for that reason and burn this, but it feels like
I'm blurbing it.
Okay, next up, Mag_Boo. Book of the Month's logo on the books is a travesty. It ruins the book's whole aesthetic. It doesn't blend in. It takes away from the cover art. It's not even in the dust jacket. It's on the book too. Just a double branding. Why don't they try a tramp stamp logo on the back of the dust jacket? Subtle, where only those who pull it from the shelves can sneak a peek. But right on the front and spine? For shame.
Hey, I wonder if Mag Vu realizes that she does not have to buy books from Book of the Month. And she could just see what Book of the Month is coming out and then she could buy it regular.
Don't bring reason
first
and
all,
rationality
it's gonna,
to
first
this.
First of all, that's ridiculous. It's going to cost $12 more. You think Mag Vu's just, you think she's a billionaire and can just like spend money? It's like $12 or $13 more if you don't buy it from because you only pay $15 a month for
that's
Book of the Month.
What the logo is for. Unfortunately, no, that's, see, that's the tax you pay.
The burden is they used to. I've been on Book of the Month Club since nobody cared. I was here pre-controversy, after they made themselves better.
Moses.
I've been here all the time. Okay. But they used to only put it on the dust jacket. But now they put it on that freaking spine of the hardback. Like, it's inside and outside.
It's so annoying. I have so many.
It's so embarrassing.
It's so annoying. It's like suspenders and a belt for a book. It's stupid. I don't even like it on my shelf. I'm like, this just looks terrible and disgusting. I love this. I blurred the heck out of this.
Would you like it if it was a better logo?
No.
No logo.
Listen, I was in, there's a used book section of my local indie bookstore, and I was in it, and every time I saw a Book of the Month, I was like, embarrassing. This is for shame. This ruins it. I did read Pud Cats on Book of the Month subreddit. I highly recommend everyone go and wander around there for a minute, because let me tell you, they're very disappointed with the selection of books. But Pud Cats said, I've been a subscriber for 8 years and the logos don't bother me. I keep my Book of the Month books on a separate bookshelf in a different room. And I was like,
yeah. I think it bothers you.
I think it bothers you. You're not even letting it be with a regular book.
Baby Pud Cat, I do not think that is true.
Also, Pudcat is a wild name to be identified by in public. That's
and
insane.
By the way, if you're listening to this episode later, say like in 2027, and we have an ad for Book of the Month Club,
just ignore that.
Yeah. We did that for money. So,
oh yeah, we will do that. Okay, so that is I'm a blurb. That are we?
I'm a blurb. I'm a burn it. I guess.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm different from y'all.
You think it's fine. Yeah. You think that's
no? She's like, just don't buy it.
That's the tax you pay.
Oh no!
Because I agree with Aaron.
I want to still pay reasonable prices for books. I don't have Aaron money. And
oh my god!
my god!
And I want to not see that logo on my bookshelf. I hate it.
I hate it. I hate it so much. All right. Next up, Tamara Fredrickson. Naked hardcovers are the best hardcovers. I cannot deal with the useless, flappy, extra stuff, parentheses, which may sound dirtier than intended, but whatevs.
For the record, useless and flappy are not used in Dirty Talk, except in the books Aaron reads where the MMC chuckles while making love.
I don't keep dust jackets. Do y'all keep dust jackets?
What?
I don't either.
I hate. Well, it's not that
so
I'm trying
just
to.
Raw dogging on your shelf with no dust jacket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't care about
history. I don't try to get rid of them, but I can't read with a dust jacket.
Oh, no,
so
I don't
I'll
read
put it
with
somewhere,
it on. But then I put
and
it
invariably,
on.
I will lose
it's
the
a shirt.
Dust jacket.
I'm not going to put it on the shelf without its shirt.
Like, if I'm walking out of the bookstore and there's a trash can, it's going in the trash can.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, in front of the bookseller.
I don't care. Oh, I bought it. It's mine now.
I would have had this completely different, because Jamie reads as someone who, when she had Barbies, she immediately ripped the clothes off.
No,
so why
that.
Wouldn't she also
I
do this to a
hair,
book?
Because I was like, you will conform. Everyone has short hair here. Because I cut my own hair.
Jamie's run a Handmaid's Tale from an early age.
Yeah, but like aesthetically, like I can't imagine just having, because sometimes the spine of the hardback is a different color than, and I'm organizing by color, which I know makes many of you mad, and I need more purples and yellows, and I can't get rid of that because underneath it's always going to be like black or
that's
gray.
Why I like asked my publisher, I was like, can we make the under things?
I know you're pretty. Under, see, your naked is good.
Exactly.
But your cut, I still kept your flappy overwear.
I don't even have the flappy overwear of my book on my shelf.
What?
I threw it away.
That's absurd.
Mine wouldn't even let me talk about hardcover. I was like, hardcover? They're like, nope, next. I was like, got it. Paperback. No, that's what I wanted.
I wanted that. Thanks.
It's more prestigious when you think about it, I guess.
What about the books that are hardback, but they're printed onto the, like, they don't even let you have a flap? Is that better or worse?
I don't hate that,
but no one likes it.
Nobody,
no one's like, great.
Everybody wants the flappy thing that they can throw away. Like, if you're an author, that's your dream. You're not like, oh, yay, it's pre-printed on there.
Yeah, wonderful.
I'm so excited.
Just as I always dreamed of this moment.
When I was a
Okay, so I'm a blurb this.
No,
blurb
I'm a burn.
This. I'm going to blurb this.
Okay, all right. Next up, Huckster 5. The trend of how many books you read in a year needs to die. Not all books are created equal. Beach reads that take a day to read should not count the same as 700-page fantasies or dense nonfiction. Also, physical books versus audiobooks take different amounts of time. Can't multitask while reading a physical book. Tired of these people bragging about reading 150 books a year when they just constantly have an audiobook playing or just reading short, breezy romances.
Sounds like Huckster 5 can't hang in the gamification of everything. And that sucks for them. them. I'm sorry.
No, for the audio, Erin was making a masturbatory
hand motion. Right, she was. We'll make sure to share it on Instagram.
Please don't.
For her mom.
Please don't.
Here's a beef, though. Like, there's a lot in here. There's some things that I think are good points. It is frustrating because sometimes when I'm like, oh, am I going to start a 700-page book when I could knock out two 350-page books?
Yeah.
But it's because I am competitive. I do want to beat my own numbers. And I don't like that pressure that I put on myself. I don't need to read 150 books. But also, Huckster acts like that you don't sleep in order to read 150 books. Like, that's actually only like every 2 or 3 days are you reading a book. And a lot of people can do
that. Still sounds insane. I don't understand that. But to a larger point, there does seem to be like, if we are going to gamify it and track it, there does seem to be some need for nuance of like, this was a 200-page book. This was an 800-page book. Like, those are very different things. And just not wanting to read it because it'll like slow down your productivity, that sucks, you know?
Well, and then pages are you going by the pages of like how many pages I read? Because I keep the font real big, you know? And, or is it just like, oh, the book published, when it published, it had 289 pages. Erin did that with your Dramione. How many pages of Dramione did you read?
Oh, well, I read 6 million words.
6 million words.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, that's too many words.
It was too many.
Like, yeah.
That's a lot. No, I recognize that it's too many. I understand that that's a problem.
But book count, is book count similar to body count? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, so you've been around. Who cares? So what if I slept with a lot of guys who are short, breezy romances? Who cares? Yeah. Like, they don't have to be tomes. They don't have to be the Brothers Karamazov unless the brothers are into it. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be like that.
They're not.
So
definitely
not. As far as I've gotten, they're not.
They're not into a lot of things, honestly.
Fair. No, I think this, I don't think the trend needs to die. I think if people want to count things, they can count things. So yes. I'm going to burn that.
I'm burning this.
I burn that concept. But I do agree that, like, but I know people who will be like, I'm going to read a short story so I can get it knocked out. You know, a little book of short
stories. I hate that. So yeah. I'm like, just read whatever you want.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm not trying to get through all the Dungeon Crawler Carl books is like, I feel like I need to bring different content for us, like for this show.
Yeah.
And that would suck to be like, I just did book 5 of Dungeon Crawler Carl. They're still in the dungeon. Yeah. I feel like readers will appreciate that. But I do think there's an aspect that it turns into like CrossFit, but for your brain and books. And it's like, you release yourself from that, you know? Like, read the books you want to read. So I'm going to burn that for that reason.
Yeah.
Jenna's dot book nook. I don't get why anyone uses a bookmark. I just open up a book around where I think I left off, skim around until I find the last bit I read, and go from there.
That's
if you can't remember what you already read, how's the rest of the book going to make sense anyways? Also, I own over 40 bookmarks because they're pretty. But I don't use them. They live in a nice red plaid mug on my red books shelf.
Shout out to that red shelf.
The more you read, the stranger this gets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a nesting doll of weird.
I agree. I don't use a bookmark. I dog ear my pages, which infuriates some people. Mm-hmm. But the idea of just closing your book and then 12 hours later coming back to it and just trying to figure out where you were, that's insane.
No, I don't. Insanity. This is absurd a little bit. Listen, Jenna feels like the kind of person who, when she's stopped in traffic, she's 3 car lengths away from the car in front of her because she's just like, I've got all the time in the world to reread 17.
And the guy trying to turn across traffic is like, please, if you will creep up just one centimeter, ma'am, I will not.
Tiny bit. So while Jenna's waiting for the roundabout to clear before she enters it, the rest of us are trying to know exactly where we were and not having the idea that I would reread three pages makes me that would madden me to no end. I just leave my book open at the wherever, and then the Kindle keeps track for me, so I don't need all that.
Knox, do you use a bookmark?
I'm a dog ear guy from way back. I'm not like you, Sid, from Toy Story, where I'm like, you belong to me now. I will do what I want with you, which is hilarious to think of now. But I Ashley got me for Christmas a bookmark that's magnetic. So you can just, because I can't, like, bookmarks to me are like, was it Stanley cups or like, is it Owala cups?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, it's a cup and a lid and a straw and then another like sub lid. And I'm like, I can't. This is too much.
And you can't put any of these in the dishwasher.
No, you have to.
They're not interchangeable.
Every bit of them.
Please don't. This is more I have to be responsible for. So that, for that reason, I do not do bookmarks. Yeah. Okay. So I'm a burn that. I'm a burn that opinion.
Yeah, I'm gonna burn that.
I'm burning that. Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Quinn IRL. Why does anyone care how someone else bookmarks? The consequence for dog-earing a paperback shouldn't be crucifixion, Brenda.
I mean, I 100% agree with this. I guess I don't understand what it is about seeing a bookmark or a dog ear that makes people so ragey. Like, what is it behind that, that you're like, I feel like I need to go harden the paint on this?
Yeah.
I think people just like their books to stay pristine. Like, they keep their book jacket like a normal person, and they're just not. Now, listen, I rip pages, so that's how I mark.
What do you mean you rip pages?
Like, when I want to highlight, if it's a physical book, I'm going to rip the page. Yeah, and then mark it so I know where to go get it.
See, I dog ear the page and mark it.
Yeah, no, I rip it. I learned that from Annie B. Jones.
You tear the page out of the book?
That's what Annie B. Jones does from the bookshelf in Thomasville, Georgia. And author herself. But yes. Expert on the matter. I don't know what to tell you. But when she said that, I was like, oh, that's a great idea. Because the thing I don't like is it doesn't always feel like the dog ears are continuous. Like, some are real big and some are real small. Like, do you dog ear half the page, or do you just do the corner?
Just a corner.
A little corner. Yeah. Enough to barely cover the last word on the first line, you know?
Okay.
You just bring it in a nice 90 degree.
Yeah, just
angle.
A nice little fold. You know, like hospital corners.
I'm not. As I said it, I was like, I think that's wrong.
I think it's 45.
Math is hard.
Say it with confidence, and it's not.
I was trying to, but Jamie messed it up.
It's almost like it comes down to: do you want to preserve the holiness of the book, or do you want like your process to have been seen? Because I like underlining things. I like highlighting things. Not so like people who read it after me can be like, oh, what a smart point. But just like, I like reading what other people have read, like old textbooks when people would highlight stuff. I love that aspect. The younger generation doesn't read anymore, so this is all for naught, basically. A little LinkedIn
reads.
Book.
They do get ready with me.
Thanks, Reese.
You forgot.
Gary from Team Mom and Reese, they're going to Gen Z reading.
They're solving
for sure.
Reading problems.
Yeah. So I will blurb this opinion, 100%.
Yeah, I blurb this.
Yeah. Okay, last comment here. _ Morgan, _ Auden, _ you know it. I don't need to say anything. I'm tired of huge MMCs. Give me a book with a tall but scrawny guy. Give me a guy that's shorter than average. Give me something different. While I'm here, plus size protagonists. Okay, now that I'm typing, this isn't a spice steak. It's just a reasonable request.
I agree with half of this. Yes to more plus size protagonists, but no, I don't want to read about someone who's tall but scrawny. I'm sorry. Like, not in a romance novel.
What if they're tall but scrawny? What if they're a tall but scrawny bat?
But a big, direct heart.
I don't want anyone who turns into a bat either.
What if they're tall and scrawny, but they're like really good at yearning? Like, they're super good at yearning and they got that dong. Like, I don't know. Like,
No.
A tall but scrawny dong?
No.
They have a great situation, and she's gonna have a good time, or he's gonna have a good time.
What if their heart
are gonna have a good time?
They have an uncircumcised, veiny heart that pines for the narrator, but we don't get to. I don't know what it looks like. We didn't talk about that in the book.
Listen, you
know?
I think 6'4" is the tippy top. I'm not interested in anybody taller than that. Listen, and because that's a strained muscle. Anything over that, someone's getting hurt. And then 5'9", I don't mind a 5'9" with charisma, and they don't think January 6th had any nuance. Then I'm into that. Like, I would be down. Like,
I mean, I want to feel, look, this is probably patriarchy.
Oh, she
this
wants
is 100%. It. I do. I'm sorry.
I want him to be able to pick me up.
I mean, not pick me up, but like,
What's he doing with you if you're so dainty?
Don't worry about it. It's none of your business what we're doing.
But he's saying good girl while he does it, whatever it
but
is.
But I do agree with more plus size protagonists. And that's why I like Olivia Dade so much.
Yeah.
You told me about Olivia Dade, and she does great plus size.
And B.K. Borson, like, she's like, look, this girl. Because it is funny sometimes when you're like, I just watched the America's Next Top Model documentary. like a lot. And I like that Tyra's like, what? I didn't do anything wrong.
What's wrong? Yeah. Y'all did this.
But one of the things I talk about is like, no, we made it so more plus size. We had more representation and it was literally size 4.
Girl, you are crazy.
Like, size 4? That's not better representation, but I get it if everybody else is a 0. I get it.
I don't know if I ever greenlit this, but I read One to Watch by Kate Stamen London. Uh-huh. And that it's essentially the main
character.
It's
like a bachelorette. Bachelor,
but she's plus size, so everyone's like, "Oh God, what do we do with this?" You know,
how do we dress her? Do we have enough fabric?
Oh my God!
But is there? I did want to ask: is there a when you're reading a book and the author describes a particular body part Is it like, okay, I'm going to love this, or, oh no, I know I'm going to hate it because of this?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like for me, it's whenever a guy author is talking about a woman's mouth, I'm like, I know where this is going. It's not anywhere good, guys.
I don't like it. I'm very pro talking about their hands. I like talking about their hands.
I mean, just like, you know, like it's more of a description than you should be getting. You know,
yes. What I don't need is for there to be kind of an exhaustive conversation inside the FMC or whoever is dealing with this of a robust, I don't even know if that'll fit.
Oh yeah,
we're good. We don't need that. We don't. And I'll also
stuff fits, guys.
And also, we don't all need that either. Like this idea that I know Aaron needs it. She needs him 6'10" and be able to throw him over her shoulder. But I don't need. I don't need all that description just to be like. Because I think what that I think that also plays into patriarchy, that somehow we're interested in the looks of the things.
That's true.
We're not interested in the look of the thing.
I actually don't need to like have a long description of their dong.
No.
Like, I'm good. I get
it's like
a dong.
If the Washington Monument was in someone's pants and freckled and it just comes, it's like, I got it. He's got a big pee-pee. Okay. I don't need the whole thing, man.
Like a weird sausage. I don't like it.
See, I just don't. I'm good.
Slightly discolored. But yeah, I know. Erect. Yeah.
I don't need steel wrapped in velvet. I'm good.
Yeah. God, but it always is.
It's always.
Who convinced authors that was a thing?
I don't know.
But again, they're like, otherwise, they're not going to realize what's happening here.
Yeah.
Unless I describe
we
it.
We know why we're here. We opened the book.
Okay. Well, that is that was a good first edition of Burner Blurb. I feel like it was some great comments. I look forward to doing that again. But that is going to do it for this episode of Shelf Respect.
Again, if you have any questions or opinions, listen, we're over on Instagram at Read with Shelf Respect, and you can comment on this episode's post or DM us with your private opinions that we will then post in stories to identify you. As always, don't forget everything we talked about is in the show notes, and we would love to see you talk about it too.
Ask your pointed questions, declare your intentions, or start a respectful fight in the comments with one of your enemies just to eventually become lovers.
And don't forget, if you want more content, join our paid community of more than 3,200 readers we lovingly call hardbacks at patreon.com/shelfrespect. And use code Bated Breath now through March 6th to save 90% on your first month of hardbacks. I'm Jamie Golden. You can find me on the internet at Jamie B. Golden.
I'm Erin Moon. You can find me on the interwebs at Erin H. Moon.
I'm Knox McCoy. You can find me on the socials at Knox McCoy. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
The end.